Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the January 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by continuing Radio 101 by Ken Reitz, KS4CR. AF Mars contest and DRM on shortwave. The contest was simple. 14 AF Mars radio stations would be operating in the 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meter ham bands with special 1x1 call signs as follows. First, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 1, W1A. Second, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 2, W1B. Third, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 3, W1C. Fourth, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 4, WID. Fifth, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 5, W1E. Sixth, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 6, W1F. 7th, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 7, W1G. 8th, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 8, W1H. 9th, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 9, W1I. 10th, AF Mars Communications Wing, Region 10, W1J. 4 extra credit stations would also be calling Schriever Space Force Base Region 8, Colorado, W1K. Hancock Field Air National Guard Region 2, New York, W1L. Pentagon Mars Station Region 3, District of Columbia, K4AF. Travis Air Force Base, AF Mars Station Region 9, California, K36UEU. Operations were conducted in SSB, CW, and digital modes, with EQSLs issued to amateurs making contact with one or more of the participating AF Mars stations. Additional endorsements were given for stations contacting 5 wing stations, bronze, 10 wing stations, silver, and 10 wings plus the 4 extra credit stations, gold. When the contest started, I thought it would be a snap, but it turned out to be a tough contest because of the vagaries of propagation at the time, and all AF Mars stations moved around among and within the various ham bands unannounced, and had to compete with the usual crowds on the bands from POTA, station pileups, DX stations, general rag-chewing, and normal net operations. I needed all 7 days to work 5 wing stations, W1A, W1E, W1F, W1G, and W1I, and 1 extra credit station, W1K, Schriever Space Force Base Region 8, Colorado. On 20 meters, I was in the skip zone for the Pentagon K4AF. I heard dozens of stations calling them, but never copied the station. In previous contests, I could work the Pentagon station easily on 40 or 80 meters, but in this case, I never heard them on those bands. Similarly, I could hear the Travis Air Force Base AF Mars station in California, but propagation would not hold up for a good contact. AF Mars used an automated online log check, which became the final word, and the EQSL was available for download. Throughout the year, the AF Mars Chiefs broadcast is sent on alternating Fridays with the following schedule. UTC 2300, 11,121 kHz. 2320 UTC, 6,994 kHz. 0100 UTC, 11,121 kHz. 0120 UTC, 11,121 and 6,994 kHz. Department of Defense Mars also has an annual cross-band test on Armed Forces Day, this year on May 17, 2025. Details for this one-day test will be announced after February 1st at this URL, dodmars.org/mars-comex, that's COMEX, -information-website/armed-forces-day. Romanian DRM broadcasts on shortwave. While editing this month's issue, I was happy to learn from Gail's Bits and Bytes column that Radio Romania International, RRI, was upping its game in Digital Radio Mondial, DRM, shortwave broadcasts. A quick check of the clock told me I had just enough time to catch RRI's broadcast on 11,630 kHz. Firing up my trusty Avion DRM radio, switching the master antenna lead from my IC7300 to the Avion with an adapter, I quickly found the transmission in progress. The signal barely registered on the Avion's dingy signal meter, but it decoded the transmission well enough to experience the near-high fidelity audio that was heard. In addition, the journaling text feature on the Avion screen showed a rotating text that included notes that RRI was broadcasting from its Tiganesti transmitter station. That DRM allows the reception of higher fidelity audio along with text, and that more information could be found at drm.org. To be fair, this transmission is beamed to Western Europe and not intended for North American audiences. The fact that I have any reception at all is down to a large outdoor antenna aimed at Western Europe. According to the DRM broadcast schedule, website is drm.org/broadcast-schedule. Romania is the most active DRM broadcaster on the shortwave bands. No other country comes close. With only a few exceptions, transmissions are at 90 kilowatts from their Tiganesti transmission site. By shortwave standards, this is not a big signal. Even so, the wideband transmission from 1900 to 2000 UTC on 7235 is right in the middle of the 40-meter ham band. Not exactly what hams want to hear, though I did hear a few hams try to override the DRM signal with zero success. Radio Romania International DRM broadcast schedule. 0400 to 0500 UTC, 15,250 kHz, daily, in English, targeted to central India, 90 kilowatts power. 0630 to 0700 UTC, 21,470 kHz, daily, English, targeted to North India, 90 kilowatts. 1330 to 1400, 11,825 kHz, daily, Chinese, targeted to China, 90 kilowatts. 1700 to 1800, 9,720 kHz, daily, in French, targeted to Europe, 100 kilowatts. 1700 to 1900, 11,630 kilohertz, daily, in English, targeted to Europe, 90 kilowatts. 1900 to 1930, 5,955 kilohertz, daily, in Italian, targeted to Europe, 90 kilowatts. 1900 to 2000, 7,235 kilohertz, daily, in German, targeted to Europe, 90 kilowatts. 2200 to 2300, 15,770 kilohertz, daily, in Spanish, targeted to Spain and South America, 90 kilowatts. The economics and politics of shortwave. According to a broadcast on RRI last year, in a budget-cutting effort, the Radio Romania Board of Administrators suspended use of two of RRI's transmitters, one in Savtica and one in Galbeni. I have not heard the Galbeni transmitter in action, related to DRM transmissions, since. It seems to be seen if further cuts are ahead. A report on RRI in late October 2024 noted that Romania's budget deficit is close to the one in 2020, the year of the COVID-19 pandemic. Not an encouraging sign. In more recent developments, Romania's presidential election in November became a shambles, with the first round being called into question because of suspected interference by Russia, which has caused the postponement of the second round until a later date, following investigation by the country's constitutional court. A Russian-leaning president may not bode well for the future of RRI. In the recent past, there were many international shortwave broadcasters transmitting in the DRM mode, including Voice of Nigeria, TDF France, Brazil, and Radio Marti. These signals are all gone. Currently listed on the B24 DRM schedule are Station, Funklust, 0100 to 2400 UTC, 15,785 kHz, daily, in German, targeted to Germany, power 0.2 kilowatts. Station, BBC World Service, 0500 to 0600 UTC, 3,955 kHz, daily, in English, targeted to Europe, 100 kilowatts. Radio Kuwait, 0945 to 1325 UTC, 15,110 kHz, daily, in Arabic, targeted to Europe, 50 kilowatts. Music for Joy, 1830 to 1930 UTC, 7,225 kilohertz, Tuesdays and Thursdays, multiple languages, targeted to Europe, 100 kilowatts. Music for Joy, 1800 to 1900, 13,730 kilohertz, Tuesday and Thursdays, multiple languages, targeted to Eastern Africa, 100 kilowatts. Music for Joy, 2000 to 2100 UTC, 9,810 kilohertz, Tuesdays and Thursdays, multiple languages, targeted to Western Africa, 100 kilowatts. RNZ, 1650 to 1858 UTC, 9,780 kilohertz, Sunday to Friday, in English, targeted to the Pacific, 50 kilowatts. RNZ, 1859 to 2158, 13,840 kilohertz, Sunday to Friday, English, targeted to the Pacific, 50 kilowatts. TWR, 1600 to 1645, 15,390 kilohertz, Sundays, in English, targeted to India, 90 kilowatts. TWR, 1600 to 1630, 15,390 kilohertz, Sundays, in English, targeted to India, 90 kilowatts. TWR, 1100 to 1130, 12,040 kilohertz, Saturdays, in Chinese, targeted to China, 90 kilowatts. TWR, 1130 to 1230, 11,965 kilohertz. Saturdays, in Japanese, targeted to Japan, 90 kilowatts. TWR, 1215 to 1245, 9,910 kilohertz. Mondays, in Mandarin, targeted to China, 90 kilowatts. BBC World Service, 1500 to 1600, 15,575 kilohertz. Daily, in English, targeted to India, 100 kilowatts. Jazz AM, 1400 to 1500, 21,575 kilohertz. Saturdays, multiple languages, targeted to India, 100 kilowatts. Music for Joy, 1300 to 1400, 13,650 kilohertz. Tuesdays and Thursdays, multiple languages, targeted to East Asia, 100 kilowatts. A number of broadcasts for China National Radio 1, a domestic shortwave service in China. Korean Central Broadcast, DPRK, and Akashvani, formerly All India Radio, are listed on the schedule, but the CNR transmissions are only 30 kilowatts and will be impossible for North Americans to pick up. That's equally the case for the DPRK transmissions. I've heard them only through the use of Japan-based Kiwi SDR receivers online. Look for ones that offer DRM mode reception. Many don't. And, regarding the rest of the lineup above, note that some stations make only one transmission on one day. Others are short transmissions, easily missed 1/2 hour, 45 minutes, or an hour long, or are beamed in opposite directions from your location, or occur at times and frequencies that will simply be impossible for North American listeners to hear, regardless of your radio and antenna, or transmit at impossibly low power. There are basically only three ways to tune into DRM programming, wherever you may find it. 1. Kiwi SDR. This is the easiest and cheapest method. All that's required is access to the internet. Google Kiwi SDR, K-I-W-I SDR, and you'll be on your way. Find a listed receiver that is in the general region of the target station that has the DRM reception option. This is your best option. 2. Buy a standalone DRM receiver. That's not easy to do, as there are so few receivers available, and you'll have to add overseas shipping and virtually no hope of product return. Here's the place to look first. drm.org/products/desktop-and-portable-radios. The link above will take you to a list of radios and methods of contacting the manufacturer to arrange shipping. I prefer the AVDR1401, which is no longer available at any price, because the display is the best of available receivers, featuring the journaling text option. It has an easily adaptable external antenna connection, and has a built-in battery and clock that remains accurate even after months of not turning on the receiver or even having it plugged in. 3. Set up your own do-it-yourself DRM through the Kiwi SDR program. Details at rtl-sdr.com/tag-dream-dream. Radio New Zealand used to be a fairly easy catch in analog even on the U.S. East Coast. I've even had good luck receiving RNZ via DRM on the Avion radio, but not lately. So it was off to Kiwi SDR in search of a receiver capable of listening in to RNZ. I found one in Brisbane, Australia. When you click on a Kiwi SDR, you are routed immediately to the receiver. Clicking on the open arrow opens the program on the screen, and all you have to do is enter the frequency in the frequency window in the lower right quadrant of the screen. Then, click on the DRM button and wait. It takes a few seconds for the tuner to start receiving and processing the digital broadcast. Once it does, a screen in the upper left quadrant opens and begins to populate. All of the small blocks will eventually become green when all of the data is processed, and you'll hear audio coming from your device's speaker. Some DRM transmissions allow multiple audio channels to be broadcast at the same time. In this case, there is only one. Note that at the bottom of the DRM display, a text line shows. Most Kiwi SDRs have limits on the amount of time you can listen, so be courteous and allow others to enjoy. The entire SWL world owes Kiwi SDR a great debt of thanks for making it possible to cruise around the world, sampling analog and digital shortwave stations. And now a feature article, Ready Malahit DSP2, a new kind of portable SDR, by Robert Gulley, K4PKM. SDRs are all the rage these days, from receivers to transceivers to remote internet radio sites, and for good reason. SDR, software-defined radio, is a technological leap from traditional analog radio, with its own set of pros and cons. If you have been a reader of TSM for any length of time, you have no doubt seen news and reviews of such radios, and are at least familiar with the basics, even if you do not yet own one. The Malahit DSP2 has taken portable SDR listening to a new level, and in this review, I explore some of the things which make this radio stand out, as well as some of the areas that can be improved. After all, nothing is perfect, right? As soon as I saw this radio on the Ready website, I wanted to get a copy of it to explore. In full disclosure, Ready sent me this review copy from their general stock, which should mean it is a true random sample, at no cost to me. Having done several reviews of Radiodity and Ready products in the past, they know I will give a full and honest review of my experiences. Otherwise, I will not review a product. With that out of the way, let's dive into this rather cool radio. Opening the box. The first thing you will notice when you open the box is a clamshell case. Solid and designed to protect the radio, great for stuffing into a suitcase for travel. The radio itself is also extremely solid with a case made from aluminum alloy. This radio can take a few knocks, although I never test that intentionally. It is on the heavy side due to its casing, but a trade-off I will gladly make. Not only will the radio be protected, but the radio is thereby shielded from most stray RF. A plastic case simply does not offer this level of shielding. The radio features a 3.5-inch touchscreen with vivid colors and text. As there is a lot of information provided on the screen, some of the text is quite small, and my old eyes require reading glasses to see it properly, but that is more a reflection of my age than a limitation of the radio. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.